This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Probably the most famous hadith of all. Like, if you remove the hadith that we all know of the niyyah, this is probably one of the most famous hadith. Again, looked at from not looked at from the aspect of iman. Like, it's not looked at from that lens, or not through that lens. And we're still talking about understanding iman, and I'll probably go through this week, and then next week we'll start something new, but I do want to give it one more week just to kind of cover a few more hadith that I think are worthy of your contemplation, so that the concept of iman becomes, inshallah, as clear as possible. And this hadith is known, it's famous, you know the meaning of it, but let's look at it from the lens of the concept of what iman means. And this is what he says, alayhi salatu wasalam. يقول, very short hadith, you know it. لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه. You will not achieve a state of fulfillment of iman. So this does not mean you have no iman at all. It just means you don't really actually have the essence of it. That's what he's trying to say, Ali Islam. It has not achieved what it's supposed to achieve in you. Like, iman has not reached the goal that it's supposed to reach with inside of you until you come to a point where what? Where, again, love somehow manifests itself. Again, so this is like the third hadith that I've narrated for you, where the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam makes a direct connection between iman and hub and love. Like, this is the third hadith that the Prophet alayhi salam does that, where he talks about iman and he attaches love to it immediately. La yu'minu ahadukum. You do not have a state of full iman, or you have not achieved the essence of iman until you love for your brother that which you love for yourself. And this is a simple concept. I know we memorize this hadith and everyone, you know, likes to throw it around because it's so majestic. But really, we really have to understand what this means, and we really have to start finding ways so that we can practice it, or else it's a huge loss for us to just regurgitate these things and have no real method of practicing it or following it. To love for your brother what you love for yourself, meaning is to put yourself in the other person's shoes, always. That's what it means. There's no other way for this to work. Like, this concept is not practicable. It's not something you can practice unless you put yourself in that person's place, in a position, or else how is it that you're going to know? Like, how do I love for you what I love for myself? If I don't know, if I can't imagine what it means to be you, I have to put myself in your position and then say, if I were in your position, what would I want? And then I want for you that. Because we are different people. I can't want for you what I want for myself, or want for myself what I want for you, because we're different. We want different, yes, the general stuff. Yes, I want health for you. I want wealth for you. I want a long life and family and a happy marriage and a great akhirah. Those are the general stuff. But if we're going to become a little bit more detailed, or go down the nitty-gritty of things, in order for me to actually love for you what I will love for myself, I have to be able to put myself in your shoes for a moment. I have to be able to do that. And that, on its own, That's most of the whole thing. If I'm able to take a moment, yani, and actually put myself in your position and imagine what it means to be you and what you must be going through. When I do that, then it becomes much easier for me. Because I've now humanized you, and I've attached myself, I connected myself to you on a profound level, and I love for you. Then I'll do for you what I would want people to do to me if I were in your position. This is what we, and I just explained that to you, and now it makes sense. But he's directly connecting that to iman. Without iman, you can't do this, and without doing this, you don't really have iman. That's what he's connecting, alayhi salatu wasalam. Again, to make it even more clear to us that iman is not just a basic belief in something. It's not an abstract comprehension of an ideology or a theology. Iman is internalizing values and principles, internalizing and understanding a perspective of the world and allowing it to reflect in your behavior. That's what iman is. And that requires work, that requires time, that requires reflection and comprehension and contemplation, so that you actually understand what it means to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine that the moment you believe in Allah, and what should result from that belief in Allah is that every time you see someone, you love for them what you would love for yourself. You put yourself in their position, and then you hope for them what you would hope for yourself in that position. Imagine this. You go from just knowing God and believing in God to that. Yes, it's a highway. It's a one road. You start there, you're going to end up there. If you're starting there and not ending up there, then there's something wrong. Then you believed in something different. You took the wrong highway. You think you're on the 401, but you're not. You're on some other parallel road that's going to take you somewhere completely different later on. Because when the moment you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you walk down that path, it will immediately, directly take you to a point where you manifest in love. And you love for people to be well, to be happy, and to do just the way you love to be well and to do and to be happy. And if there's a discrepancy between iman and that, then there's something wrong. The recipe was wrong. You didn't use it right. And that's what he's explaining to us, alayhi salatu wasalam. It's a direct correlation between this loving for others the best and being a mu'min. Being a mu'min, having iman inside of you. Direct correlation. It's very, very profound. The profound piece for me is not really the selfless or the altruism in the hadith, which is, you'll find that in every, it's the fact that he correlated it, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with iman. He said, no, this is your iman. You're not mu'min without that. That to me is okay. Because I don't see, up front you don't see the, why? I believe in you, Ya Rabbi, I love, you know, you believe and you love, there. Love for them, you love for them, but you love for, no? Then you're not really, you don't really understand me yet. You don't understand me yet. No, you're not close to me yet. If you don't love for them what you would love for yourself if you were in their position, then you don't know me yet. You don't even know me yet. SubhanAllah. This is what he's teaching. I think this is really where we have to kind of take time and reflect. يروي الشيخان في متفق عليه من حديث أنس ابن مالك رضي الله عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه. صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله.